You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four creative people each share an idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, prank idea, or futuristic tech idea. Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm Tom Walma.
This is David Steves.
And this is Leighton Ward.
And this is Creativity Wasted. Okay. Who wants to start with their idea? Actually, I told you, David, you could go first.
Yeah, I'll rock it out first. Not a problem. So I was taking a spot just thinking about how The Biggest Loser is the most recognizable TV show that actually pairs couples together. It's more successful than The Bachelor. And so ripping off of like a 90 Day Fiancé and the Biggest Loser, they should come up with a website called chubbyfinder.com where two couples can swipe right or left on each other. And then they come into a binding agreement where they both have to get a gym membership. And then as they lose weight together, the relationship starts to meld.
Just like their hearts.
Yes, just like their hearts. But it's always funny to me because the Biggest Loser has the most successful couples out of that show than they do of The Bachelorette or any other heartwarming show like that.
Huh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, the couples that lose weight together stay together.
What did you call it? Chubby Finder something?
Yeah, chubbyfinder.com.
Not the best name if you want people to actually do it. I mean,
well, I mean, you start off chubby.
So it's not a show, it's a dating app. It's private. Okay. That's interesting, taking something on TV and turning it into something real. Like, normally TV is a bastardization of life. Now you're making life a bastardization of TV.
Yeah, you got to flip it on its head, man.
I guess, yeah, people like living out their TV fantasies. They'd probably prefer a different one than one that calls them chubby.
Yeah.
If they don't lose the weight, is that like an annulment?
No.
No?
I mean, as long as the relationship still works, who cares if you're still chubby or not?
What if one loses weight and then the other one gains weight?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, then you'd be in a situation.
Stillchubby.com.
So not only does the relationship have to work out, the diets have to work out too.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you get these people that are from these super busy jobs and coming together and trying to make the lifestyle work.
So it's just a dating site. You don't provide help to help people lose weight?
No, you could have, so on the website, you could have like nutritional experts and workout experts and, you know, bounce ideas off each other. And there could be nutritional, almost like a self-help with like different foods and different workouts that you can utilize, especially if you like peaked. Or if you've gone too far, or if you've gone and you're like, oh man, I need something different to change it up. They could be experts that weigh in, or other couples that have been successful.
What if are you concerned about maybe the couple who finds love, share a mutual anorexia and then die? Like they just keep going, like, yeah. It's trying to make that funny.
Damn, Tom. I have to have a robust waiver form.
Like the most intense lovers are the ones who will just take that intensity to the dieting, and then take that intensity to the grave. like Romeo and Juliet if the the enemy wasn't their families, it was food.
Yeah, like their skeleton hands touching as they fade away.
Be romantic.
Instead of Romeo being like calling out to Juliet on the balcony, Romeo's down on the ground, Juliet's on the balcony, and she's forcing herself to vomit down to lose weight. That'll be your logo.
Right. That could work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went pretty dark.
Like, yelling words of encouragement to her, like, get that dinner out. Yeah.
Make yourself lovable.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I kind of wonder if it would work to jump from the total dark creepiness that I brought it to. Maybe the Biggest Loser, maybe part of it is like the, like in the military, there's like a, it's, I mean, sometimes there's gay people in the military now. It's open now. So, but normally there's like a lifetime brothership through shared adversity, like danger and enduring suffering of boot camp together. It creates like a bond. And whether it's a romantic bond or a friendship bond, I don't think it really makes a difference. And so in The Biggest Loser, you have that bond because they're all working out in the same place. But
enduring the same hardship.
Yeah.
Camaraderie that develops.
Yeah, there's that camaraderie. But in your app, unless you like pair with a gym where they're working out together, you wouldn't necessarily have that camaraderie. They might even fall for somebody else who's in the gym with them instead of the person from the app.
Yeah, it probably worked better with like a regional, like Tinder, you know, like, hey, within 10 miles of of each other or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, those couples have shown that if you go through a hardship together or like a significant event together, you know, it's, you're going to stay together longer. It's going to make that relationship that much healthy and you succeed together. But I mean, I like the way you, how you pointed it out in the military. Cause I mean, shoot, I was in the Army for 9 years and, you know, the people that I've deployed with, you know, we've gone through significant things. I mean, to this day, we're still really close, really tight. We still call each other and Facebook each other. Gosh, it has to be like weekly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else with your idea?
No, when I become a millionaire on it, though, I'll take you guys partying on a yacht with all the contestants. Should be a good time.
Sounds good.
But they're not contestants. They're just people who use the app. When did they become contestants again?
Just now when I told them they were.
or maybe you just want to keep the fun in it by making it like The Biggest Loser. Instead of calling them clients or whatever you'd call somebody on a dating app, bachelors, you would call them contestants just to make it feel like TV because it's fun.
Yeah. So that's it. So when I make millions of dollars off this, I can't wait to party with you guys. It'll be miraculous.
Yeah, if you came up with a good title. Sorry, I realized that it was immediately after I said that it sounds like a total asshole, but.
You don't like chubbyfinder.com? Oh, man.
No, I don't like chubbyfinder.com.
And I am a chubby guy, so I'm not making fun of chubby people, right? I mean, I'm a chubbier dude, so it's cool.
Yeah, I can't think of a good title. I'm sure there's something clever to do with weight loss and like, you got anything?
No, I like Chubby Finder.
Oh, yeah?
Although it could be misconstrued as like you go on there to find chubby people, but then you don't necessarily have to be chubby yourself. So,
oh, yeah.
Could get
what
a little
about
messy.
Like shrinking waist, growing heart?
I like the sentiment.
Yeah.
If you could come up with a clever way to say that in like a one word or two words. like my app or my creativity wasted. It was too long for a Twitter handle, just Uh-oh. Creativity wasted. So it's creativity waste without the D.
Yeah, that happened with mine too. I had to put pod instead of podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, that whatever something waste hearts whatever. Yeah, that's way too long.
All right, well, that's my idea. I can't wait to hear your guys' ideas.
Okay, go ahead, Layton.
Well, I actually had an idea that could play on your idea. It's very similar. I was thinking of making an app to lose weight because, you know, they have a million different diets and weight loss books, and they're all the same thing. But what if you had an app that every time you opened it, it just fat shamed the shit out of you and just like belittled you and just forced you to lose weight, you know? I mean, it would just make you feel like garbage all the time. You'd have no choice but to lose weight, ideally, or you'd become very depressed.
Is the name of the app Mom? No, I'm kidding. My mom didn't fat shame me. I just thought it'd be a funny joke.
No, I would call it fat shamed. Right to the point.
Fat shamed or fat shamer?
Well, I have played with both, actually. See, I thought if you did it in app form, I would call it fat shamer because it's actively fat shaming you. But if I did like a book, I would call it fat shamed because I don't know why. But it made sense to me in a way. And then it would have like very like motivational things and like dietary things. You know, like it'd be like your nutrition plan for the day, like just don't eat. And then, yeah, you know, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that shit's good. That's a good diet. Like, I'll do that. And then, dude, people would be seeing results. They'd be like, wow, this one works. Although then people could be like, it promotes eating disorders. But, you know.
I'm going to take it a weird angle. Could you have it a sexy female British voice?
That's good. Yeah.
Because although the problem with that is some men like it when women humiliate them and insult them. It's like a dominatrix thing.
Yeah.
So people might use the app for totally the opposite reason.
Hey, I mean, as long as I'm making money off of it. Yeah, then they'd be opening up the app, gaining weight. Like, let's crank up those insults.
Or you could choose, like, different voices. So, like, I remember my grandma, whenever I gained weight, she'd be like, oh, my God, look at those love handles. Like, she was good at that. And that would make me want to lose weight more.
Angry grandma voice.
I think you would need...
Grandma voice.
You need, like, family members. And then you'd need, like, children. Yeah. Bullying you, because then it brings back like childhood trauma.
And they're the worst, because I remember when I was a kid, my mom always tells me we were in Burger King and this lady, like big lady, I had to be like 4 years old, and she was ordering like a Coke. And I was like, don't you think it should be a Diet Coke? And my mom just died of embarrassment. But when you're a kid, you have no filter, you know, you're just like, boom.
You said you were four?
Around there.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
old enough to not remember, yeah. You know? We're just like, oh, wow.
I was thinking of a totally unrelated thing that I did when I was about four, is I used to like smack people in the butt as hard as I could because I thought it was funny. And my dad was in like this motorcycle group, not technically a gang because they didn't commit crimes together, but they had like a clubhouse in the woods, and they would have these bonfires and these like debaucherous campfire things and stuff. And apparently one time when I was four, I smacked, this is at a house party, and I smacked like this big burly biker dude in the ass as hard as I could. And I was on a balcony, and my parents said that they for a second thought that this drunk biker dude was going to throw me off of the balcony, but then he just burst out laughing like it was the funniest thing that he'd ever seen happen in his life.
Oh, man.
Did you grow up like Sons of Anarchy then?
No.
The finest, like, drugs and stuff?
No. But, yeah, my dad was a biker guy. I mean, it didn't rub off on me at all. I'm a total nerd. No tattoos.
Yeah, I'm terrified of motorcycles. Once you hear stories from people who have been on them and wrecked them, you're like, oh, I'm good on never doing that in my entire life.
Yeah, I've heard stories about that. My neighbor even used to ride with my dad, and my dad wasn't there when that happened, but they were just driving down some rural road, and some four-wheeler just darted across the road, and boom, the motorcycle hit him.
Yeah.
And just...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You never know. Like, that's the thing. I don't trust other people. And once you watch enough clips on Reddit, people getting fucked up, you're like, all right, well, I'm pretty much going to sit in my house alone forever because it's terrifying.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who actually he was going about 40 miles an hour down a back road, and a deer just popped out and took him right off the bike.
Ugh. Oh, jeez. Man.
Yeah, that sucks.
I hate deer. Just for that.
Dude, get impaled, I would think. Although I've never heard of a biker getting impaled by deer antlers.
Yeah, it was like a buck.
Oh, yeah, it was a doe, thankfully.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the fat shaming ad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, in different voices. I think you could have like a high school reunion one.
Yeah. Maybe you could have...
people you hate. High school.
Yeah.
Could you, like, put your own audio?
That would be a good idea.
Like, maybe you could anonymously request your childhood bully to record audio for you. Like, shame me. Like, make fun of me for $4.99 in this app. You don't know who I am. You might be able to guess.
Oh,
you're going to motivate me.
You could go on that Cameo website and get celebrities. To do it too. You know how you can pay to get like a celebrity to do a quick little clip? Just get like high A-list celebrities just calling you like a fat piece of shit.
Yeah,
like,
I saw
like Christian Bale, but in the Batman voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Simon Cowell on a talk show, the American Idol guy. And he said that some couple, I don't think they paid him, but they wanted him to insult them during lovemaking. And he did it. He sat there and watched them make love and hurled insults at them while they made love.
They must have been loaded. You'd have to get a decent check for that.
I think he said he did it. Well, he might have gotten paid, but he wouldn't admit it on TV. But I think he just did it for the weirdness of it.
Yeah, he was like in a like shadowed corner jerking it. Like.
I would pick The Rock on that one. Your candy ass can't handle the tang.
That
would make me want to go harder. It'd make me want to go harder is what I'm trying to say.
I think it'd just be so absurd. I just couldn't stop laughing and couldn't get it up.
That's another great idea. An app of celebrities yelling at you while you have sex. That might even be better than the fat shaming app, honestly. I think we've struck gold.
Could be just shame me in general.
Yeah.
Shame me could be the title.
That's good.
You just pick the category.
Yeah.
You pick, like, who's shaming you.
Celebrity. Yeah.
That's
shame
good.
Me. I love that.
And then you can have, like, different DLC packs. You know, like, $10, you can unlock, like, a bunch of different celebrity lines, different categories. That'd be good.
You could get a sponsor from that weird group from the Da Vinci Code, the priests that flog their backs with ropes. They could sponsor your app.
Yeah.
Because you're promoting their religious ideals of self-flagellation.
Yeah, we'll even send you a free Nine Tails. You buy the pack. Is that what they're called, or is that the Pokemon? Both? I don't know. Is that where they got that from?
That is a very weird sentence.
Yeah, there's a lot of untapped potential there.
Yeah. There's a market. There's a market for everything.
Uh-huh. Okay, anything else with your shame app?
No, I mean, I think it's pretty much perfected at this point. Go ahead and throw that in the incubation chamber. We'll all be rich. We're good.
Look out for Shame Me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple ideas on that popped in my head because I realized I need to kill some more time too. You could install it on somebody else's phone, but with a logo of an app they use if you want it to be evil.
Yeah.
Like, oh. They think they're checking their Twitter and all of a sudden they're
getting berated emotionally, tormented. Yeah, you could have like custom notification sounds. So they pop up, you'd be like walking in public, like checking out at Starbucks, and it would be like, "You fat fuck," you know, just like going in on you. People would be like, "Who the hell is that guy? The fuck's he doing?"
Or like every time they open up the calculator app at work.
Yeah.
Boom.
You're in a meeting.
Yeah, hold on, let me run the numbers real quick. You bad son of a bitch. Damn it.
I'm trying to remember my idea related to a prank like this, like the app thing. So I have a cousin who has a cat who's able to jump up and turn off the light switch on cue, and it's funny. And so, and it had a Facebook account. So I messaged the cat on Facebook. I said, I'm going to rob your owners. They've been disrespecting you. Are you in on the plot? Like, and then, what did I say? I waited a month and then I texted, when I give you the on Facebook, I message him. When I give you the signal, hit the lights. but I was gonna go super elaborate. They lived in Grand Rapids. I was gonna like drive to Grand Rapids and hide like a phone outside their wall or something. Like I can't remember exactly what I was gonna do, but I you could do something just super elaborate with the shaming thing, like hook it up to the Amazon Alexa, so.
Hide a walkie-talkie in the wall, their, like air vent. Be sitting outside their house.
Yeah,
be like, Alexa, what Chinese restaurants? You've had enough food, fat ass. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Man, that cat makes me feel like all my cats are pieces of shit. They don't do anything.
Well, maybe it doesn't do it on cue, but it does do it. I've seen video of it.
I have too many cats.
Okay, I'll get started with my idea. So I think the internet is broken, like especially websites, like individual websites. And me being my arrogant self who thinks I know how to do everything, I'm going to give my opinion on how to fix the internet. And so when I say internet and websites, I mean, yeah, individual websites, not like Twitter, Facebook, like those are fine, YouTube for what they are.
Yeah.
Reddit. But people hate going to like www.someguyswebsite.com.
Tell me about
it. I mean,
it.
What percentage of your time on the internet do you go to some random URL that's in your bookmarks?
Yeah.
It's like, it's got to be like low for most people. And I think a lot of the reason is that individual websites are annoying. A lot of them load slow.
Well, speak for your own website. Come on.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Pop-ups still sort of exist and there's ads all over the place. Sometimes the websites disguise where the actual link is next to ads to try to trick you to click on the ads.
Oh, I hate that.
Some of them have login screens, which to me, anybody who works at a company who suggests having a paywall or a login screen should immediately be fired. It's just insane.
Yeah.
That those still exist. And even if they don't have any annoyances like that on the website, just the fact that all the websites are designed in their own way, you have to spend a few seconds just looking to find where everything is, and that's annoying in and of itself. Even if there's nothing super annoying like a pop-up ad, just the fact that they're all different.
Yeah, everybody has like a different UI and everything.
Goddamn web designers.
And then you got to try to manage your bookmarks. And if you're on your phone instead of your PC, or you have to reinstall your phone if you don't use some stupid app that holds all your bookmarks on the cloud, that's a pain in the ass, keeping track of all the bookmarks. There's no way to tell immediately from looking at your bookmark, like, if they've made an update worth looking at on the website.
Yeah.
Or how many people, if they did make an update, like, you can't see if something is popular, like viral, by looking at the bookmark or whatever. There's no way for things to go viral and except through other mediums.
Yeah.
Like Reddit or YouTube or something can make something go viral that's located somewhere else.
Yeah, and then you know it's viral because of, like, the social proof.
Yeah.
What's considered viral?
I don't know, like, the official.
Like, how do you
number.
Get to viral? Like, what's considered, like, several thousand or, like, trending? Or, like, how do they determine that?
I would pull a number of 100,000 out of my ass. I don't know about you.
Yeah. I mean, it depends where it's at. Like, if it's Reddit, where it's very niche oriented, or niche, if you're that kind of guy, then I think. Then I think, you know, it really doesn't leave that subreddit. It might make it to the front page, but, you know, it's so, like, specific. I think, like, Facebook and Twitter, if they're, like, very general things and they build up that hype overnight then die out immediately, I'd think 100,000, that'd be, like, a good yeah. estimate of, like, shares, you know? Because then you've got, like, tens of millions of people seeing it.
Yeah, you ever use stand-up shots on Reddit for stand-up?
I haven't submitted to it, but I do follow it. I just always – I don't know. I don't even have a good picture of me doing stand-up yet that – well, I mean, I do, but I don't know. I always
– my jokes are – So what's stand-up shots on Reddit? Like, I've never been on Reddit, so you guys are, like, blowing my mind right now.
So you post a photo of yourself – doing stand-up, like, with a microphone in your hand or on the mic stand, whatever.
Yeah.
And then text of what your joke or bit is, like a meme, but more text than you'd typically see in a meme, like a whole joke.
Yeah. It's hard, though, because what I found is, like, getting – I don't know. You can either do, like, one-liners, or, you know, you have to take, like, a section of your joke. So it's not really in context, and you don't have that delivery, you know? Like, I have some jokes that if I don't deliver it, you'd be like, this guy is a fucking idiot. You know? At least that's how it looks when I type them out or when I read them.
Yeah, I've tried. I haven't done it for, like, a year, but I tried stand-up shots. I did maybe 20 things I posted, and one of them got, like, 3,000 upvotes. One of them got, like, 1,000. 3,000 is really, really good.
It is. And with Reddit, what I've found is if you post it and it doesn't get a lot of upvotes, if you want to, it works. Take it down and post it at a different time. Like, it just – it's a real timing thing. Oh, really? Yeah, because I had one I posted on Comedy Cemetery. I found something on Reddit and posted it on there. And it got, like, 50,000 upvotes. Wow. Which was all, like, a complete timing thing. Then I've posted other content where one will get 1,000, then the other will get, like, 50. And if you take down the one with 50 and repost it the next day at, like, 5 p.m., then it'll get 2,000. It just seems like a...
But, yeah, so I did 2 that went over 1,000. Everything else was, like, hovering around 0,
yeah.
Like 50 or less. But I always posted, like, at 2 a.m. Like,
yeah, so I think maybe that can hurt
that
you.
That might have
Then you me. Get all the British people, and they're like, ah, fuck that guy.
But,
we lost the war. We're not approving this shit.
So there are places, like places like Reddit can make things go viral, but they don't make money there either. So the only place that really works well to make money directly is YouTube.
Yeah.
Despite all of its problems.
And now Facebook Watch. I deleted my Facebook, came back. Now they have ads. Like,
I've paid for some Facebook ads for this podcast.
I mean, like the mid-roll ads on videos. You'll like occasionally get them where it'll be like, you know, the video will resume after this ad. And I'm like, no, it won't because I'm
some guy's
done
like
watching it.
Dog video.
Yeah.
They put an ad in the middle of like a photo of your grandma.
I'm like, dude, I do not care about this video enough to watch an ad. Like, I'm kind of drunk. It's 3 a.m. and I'm scrolling through Facebook.
But if it's Fail Army, I will totally watch the ad. I'm like, I want to see if that dude biffs it really hard.
But anyway, so
shit.
YouTube is probably the only, maybe you can make a little money on Facebook technically, although I've heard complaints.
Yeah.
YouTube is the only place where people actually have careers, it seems like, directly with their content.
And Pornhub.
I suppose. But
are you on Pornhub, Layton?
I am. I started uploading my podcast there. And
oh, really?
I did. Because you know what? They have a safe for work section. I'm like, I got to be everywhere, right? And yeah, I've got like 7 views. So be waiting for that check. If I pull my dick out, I'd probably.
I honestly
more,
think but not Pornhub, but the company that runs Pornhub might emerge as a YouTube competitor.
Yeah, they should have like a general hub, but with a better name.
Yeah, but anyway, so YouTube is the only. So they have the recommendations and the top list of like the top clips of the day, and they have your subscriptions and. So they have ways to find individual items to watch. They have ways of paying the creators.
Yeah.
So they have ways of making money directly, not relying on Patreon or selling a book on Amazon. They're like the only place that you can actually make money directly.
Yeah, that's true.
And so my idea, basically – nowhere else, like, can you make money like that? So my idea, I call it DoTube, which would be basically doing other shit.
Oh, I thought
in a website. Yeah, it could go either way.
A total different one.
So it would look like YouTube with all of the next playing, like on deck. Circle play next thing
I,
to do.
I see what you mean.
Your subscriptions, like the top 50 clips or 100 clips of the day.
Yeah.
Recommendations. And then all of the stuff, like the, it could be a blog article. It could be, I want to get into podcasts later. That'd be slightly different, but something visual, like a piece of animation, a little mini game quiz, optical illusion thing,
yeah.
Like just miscellaneous shit to do on the internet. It would play in the YouTube video box that covers most of the screen.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of what StumbleUpon went for, but then, I don't know, they kind of, they ended up not doing it as... They didn't do it very well, and then it ended up falling apart. But I like the idea of keeping it, like, in one thing and then, you know, having stuff, like, related to it.
Yeah, so it could be like, okay, if you like this webcomic, you might like this pop culture quiz. You might like this piece of art, like, or some animation project thing that's – that you click around in that's not quite a game, but it's not quite a video. It's
yeah, I feel like if it had the layout and, like, the algorithm of YouTube, because, man, YouTube can suck you in for hours, you know?
My gosh, it can, yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing, you'd have to have, like, some sort of thumbnail preview of whatever it is, and you'd have to have, like, a recommendation of how long it takes to do. Because that's a lot of what, at least for me, like, how long am I going to be sitting here?
Yeah.
So it might decide on what I do. Like, I don't want to be surprised and find out this little thing that I think is going to be 5 minutes is going to be 2 hours.
Yeah.
And of course, for like articles, you'd have to, they'd have to come up with some way to guess.
It would,
like,
be, because
not everybody reads the same speed.
Yeah. I know on Facebook they started putting that read time where it's like the approximate, you know, like maybe 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, for the articles.
Yeah, that's good. Then I'm like, okay, it's not going to be long as hell.
Yeah, and
you know, for something like that, like I would like almost like TED Talks. Like you could log on to the thing and say, hey, I have 30 minutes. Here's what I'm looking for, and it can then filter the videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could either say like search under 30 minutes, or just when you see the thumbnail, it'll show like below the thumbnail, like the run, like just like YouTube does, like yeah. The run time.
Oh, and you could make it like Pandora, where you could like downvote things that you weren't interested in, and it would kind of shape to desires.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like that.
So yeah, so I think you would need a few additional type of things too, like. Sometimes you just don't feel like reading shit.
Yeah.
So, like, YouTube, everything is video, so there's no...
That should be an option on the site, like, I don't feel like reading shit, then they just don't.
Yeah, and then...
that exact button.
Yeah, that could be a... Yeah, the exact button might be kind of funny. And then you could be like... This is where I get into the podcast version. So you couldn't call it DoTube for podcasts because there's no... tube, there's no video for it. I mean, technically you can show like a blank screen, or like in YouTube, like a just a nature thing that's unrelated to what you're talking about, or slideshow or whatever. But so when it comes to I would like a YouTube like thing that you can browse the recommendations while you're driving. Like without looking down at your phone. So you could like, similar to like in a Amazon Music or an iTunes music app, you can choose like a playlist or whatever. You could choose, this is like before you start driving.
Yeah.
You like, yeah. And you, so you choose, okay, I'm going to go choose the playlist, which is, do tube or do audio, whatever I would call it. I didn't name the audio one. Do tube recommendations.
Yeah.
So just start playing. You'd need like a, so this is audio stuff, like audiobooks, podcasts, like things audio. So this is a separate from the other do tube. Could be a totally separate app. But the principle is the same. I want it to work like YouTube.
Yeah.
So you tell it to start cycling through audio previews of your recommendations or subscriptions, and you'd have like maybe a 10 to 15 second preview. So it would play the first one, and it would tell you the name of the podcast and a very brief description, maybe even just the title of the podcast episode.
Yeah.
And then it would stop, and you'd have to hit either play to play a longer preview, or play the whole episode, or you could hit next to go to the next suggestion or, subscription. So you wouldn't have to look down once you start the subscription playlist before you start driving. You can just hold your hand above the next in the play, and you're just driving with your other hand.
Yeah.
Not even looking down. Okay, this is boring, next. This is boring, next. Okay, this is interesting. Hit play to hear the like 1 to 2 minute longer preview if it's a long episode. And that would like be a full intro with like a segment of like, this is me, the artist describing it, some of their funniest jokes of within the episode, like a full-on preview.
Yeah, you could incorporate it too with cars that have the Android Auto and the Apple Auto, maybe, if that's what they call it. But I can like plug my phone in and it'll pull Pandora up on the screen. And then you can move through it with like the button on your steering wheel. And then you don't... Then it basically like puts your phone in your car in like a condensed version. So you can't do everything. Like you can't be watching YouTube videos. But for like apps like that, you know, like it opens up Pandora and I can like skip around on there. That would be cool. And then you can do voice command.
I wish on YouTube they could have like profiles for like you and your kids. Because now I just have like hundreds of making slime videos on my YouTube now.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Making what?
Slime.
Making slime. Like making slime now for kids. So I have two daughters and they're amazing. I love them. They're 9 and 6, but like making slime is the only thing they want to do.
Huh. Yeah, my little brother.
Thousands of YouTube videos on it.
Yeah, I have like a little brother and sister and they got really into that too. They're always making it when I go over there. And they had some slime the other day and my little sister threw it straight up and it stuck to the ceiling.
Well, that's just funny.
Yeah, then my wife had to like pull it down. Like, oh my God. I didn't think she'd have that kind of range.
How many YouTube videos do you need to watch on how to make slime? I mean, you make it, you know how to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be like, oh, this is the way to make the cooler, more disgusting slime that sticks to the ceiling.
Like, we're going to put glitter in it.
Oh.
Well, yeah, there's different textures. There's different colors, glitter, things. I'm looking it up right now because my kids have so much freaking slime videos. Yeah, there's only like 48,000 slime videos. You're good.
There's an interesting video that I... There's a YouTube website from a doctor, and he does these. It's almost like a like explaining like a symptom of somebody who comes in the ER, and this is what went wrong. This is how the doctors figured out what went wrong, and it's done really dramatic. He's called a Chubby EMU, I think he's called.
Chubby emu.
Yeah. But it's like 20 minutes. It's like the length of a TV half hour show. And it's a work of art, the way he builds attention and stuff.
That sounds good.
But he was talking about lead poisoning and about all the details with that. And I wonder with slime, like there's still like, especially poor people, like lead paint.
Yeah.
So if they're sticking slime to paint on the wall, and then like I don't know if people stick slime in their mouths. Maybe they're old enough that they don't stick shit in their mouths.
Yeah, but they'll put their hands in their mouth. Sure. At one point,
like I wonder if the slime could pull lead off of the paint from the walls and like poison people.
I could see it
because it doesn't.
You know what happens. You know what happens.
Yeah,
it doesn't take that much lead to. To poison somebody. It's crazy from watching that video. But yeah, so podcasts, yeah, I like the idea of having a YouTube like thing. It'd also be good for like blind people too, like closed captioning. Maybe you could even hook up like at one point I found a website for the blind, like you could download like Wall Street Journal and like New York Times closed captioned audio for free.
Interesting.
I would just download that and listen to that. I felt a little guilty, like I'm taking advantage, like I'm using their bandwidth of this service meant for blind people. But you could do that.
It's meant for anybody that can click on it. Don't worry, it's fine.
But but I really wish podcasts could go viral. Like I've the only like viral podcast was like Serial, like that murder mystery thing. But it didn't go viral because of other podcasts talking about it or the podcast app. It went viral because it's like NPR talking about it and the like Huffington Post talking about it. And
yeah, and usually, I mean, you have to have like a big name attached to it, I feel like, you know.
Or Scandal. Yeah, big name Scandal.
Yeah. Not always. Or, some of the podcasts from not famous people. There's one called Lore, which is a horror podcast, and they made a show about it on Amazon.
Oh, really?
It was just some – it wasn't affiliated with NPR or anything. It was just a guy from his house, presumably.
Yeah, I watch a lot of comedy podcasts, and I guess that space more so because comedy comedy podcasts seem hard.
The thing about comedy podcasts, just to interrupt you, is that if there was a mechanism for individual episodes to get sent to me, like, I don't know, you haven't told me what your podcast is about, or like Joel Fragamenti has one, who runs the Mike at Ridley's.
And yeah.
There's a few around here. I'm trying to remember who else has a podcast. Sitting Down with Stand-Ups. Yeah. I like those guys, and I listen to once in a while, but I don't want to listen to every episode of all of those. But if there was an app that could tell me these are the good ones.
Yeah, and even if the app broke down like clips, because sometimes podcasts just have like great segments, you know, like a killer 15 minutes, and it's hilarious, you know, if there's a way to discover that.
So. But yeah, I one time I listened to a podcast called Yeah, Dude. This is really early in podcasts.
Yeah.
And the first episode I listened to was really, really funny. I don't even remember what they were talking about. And then I kept listening to it for like half a year, and it never reached that level of funny again. And then I stopped listening. But if they snagged me with one clip.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great way to get people to find podcasts, even if they don't all live up to that standard of that golden gem thing. People might just like the people who run it. They like the concept.
Yeah.
They'll listen to the average episode. They'll subscribe.
Yeah. So. I think with podcasts too, I like the idea of recurring jokes too. Like Tom Segura's podcast does that very well, where they have like the clips that they kind of like initiate into like the Hall of Fame, so to speak.
Like the guy who got hit by the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Just showing like every single person that clip. Like, oh man.
Yeah. I don't listen to all of Tom Segura's, but I saw a couple clips of that and that's hilarious.
Yeah. Dude. And everybody who came on, he'd be like, hey, why don't you watch this video real quick? And like, just, they're all the same clips, but it's funny when, like, you're watching one and you feel like you're in on the joke, you know? Feel kind of lame, too. You're, like, laughing in your living room, like, ha, I'm part of it, but I'm not.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, if we had a YouTube-like thing for all of the miscellaneous shit on the internet, whether it be podcasts or, like, little animations, webcomics, blogs. Blogs are basically dead now. They used to be doable as a career when they were at their zenith, like 8 to 10 years ago.
Yeah,
now they're dead. Yeah. But you could bring to life all of these other forms of entertainment to become profitable. I mean, it'd still be hard to make money, but not impossible like they are now.
Yeah.
With the exception of podcasts. I mean, podcast people can make money, but like making money with a blog, and unless it's one of the top two blogs of the world.
Yeah, with blogs, you can't really go ads anymore. You have to go like affiliate marketing and do something like – that's why you always see the ones like, oh, the best products for your cat in 2019, and then – you know, you have to be selling stuff. Right?
But yeah, I mean, as a consumer too. So it would allow all these other forms of art to thrive. And of course, then people wouldn't maybe spend as much time on unhealthy social media.
Yeah.
And might be happier. And there'd just be more shit to do when you're browsing around. Go to a video here, to a blog here, to another thing there.
Yeah, I like finding like other stuff than social media. It's hard though.
And right now, the way the internet is designed with everybody's individual shitty website, it's too annoying. It doesn't percolate. It doesn't – it's too annoying to use regularly, and that's why people don't. That's how I would fix the internet. But that was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for showing up. A little late
because you got me, lost,
but that's fine.
Yeah, it's Google Maps, man. Always.
Yeah. Always. Blaming like, Google Maps.
Yeah, this is going to be like 8 minutes early. Then I was like 5 or 6 minutes late.
Yeah, I've done the Google Map thing where I couldn't find the place.
I blame the one ways, because then you can't turn around when you know you're going in the wrong direction. You're like, well, I guess I'm going this way forever.
But thanks for listening, and good night.